You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 89, Moonlight Shadow by Mike Oldfield. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today on Lyrics Undercover, we're going to be taking a look at Moonlight Shadow, the 1983 single by Mike Oldfield, who was also known for the very eerie soundtrack to The Exorcist. We'll find out if the rumors are true, that the song was inspired by the death of a prominent musician, and we'll also listen to the track and look at its lyrics. But all of that in just a moment. First, let's find out about composer, songwriter, and producer Mike Oldfield. Mike Oldfield was born in Reading, Berkshire, England on May 15, 1953, the son of Maureen, a nurse, and Raymond, a doctor. At an early age, he learned to play acoustic guitar, and in his teens, he played as part of several folk bands, including one with his sister called Sally Angie. They released an album called Children of the Sun in 1968, and when they decided to call it quits, he formed a rock band with his brother Terry called Barefoot. Leaving his sibling-based bands behind in the 1970s, Oldfield joined the band The Whole World, fronted by ex-Soft Machine singer Kevin Ayers. As the band's bass player, Oldfield played alongside keyboardist and composer David Bedford, who became a good friend and collaborator. Bedford encouraged Oldfield to finish work on a project that he'd been working on, a composition called Tubular Bells. Unfortunately, as Oldfield tried to find a label to produce the album, he was turned down with the excuse that the album was not marketable. At that time, entrepreneur Richard Branson was launching his own record label, Virgin Records. He received a demo of Tubular Bells from Oldfield and took on the project, which became the inaugural album for the label. The album featured Oldfield playing more than 20 different instruments in a multi-layered recording and became one of the UK's best-selling albums of all time. In 1974, US audiences were exposed to the music when it was used as a soundtrack to the horror movie The Exorcist. Receiving accolades for his compositions throughout the 1970s, the 1980s brought a change to his music as he took a more mainstream turn, recording pop music. And in 1983, he collaborated with Scottish singer Maggie Reilly for what would become one of his most popular mainstream singles, entitled Moonlight Shadow. The song tells the story of a woman who witnesses a murder from the opposite bank of a large river. The man's spirit is carried away, but the woman tries to reach out to him beyond death and conjure his visage. But like the earlier river blocking her path, so are the bonds of life, and she is unable to get through to him completely.
Shadow.
song was originally believed to be inspired by the shooting murder of John Lennon, and Oldfield has admitted that it might have had a subconscious influence on the song. Oldfield arrived in New York the night of Lennon's murder and was staying just a few blocks away from the apartment where he was shot. But Oldfield is quick to point out that the real influence for the song was the Tony Curtis film Houdini, based on attempts to contact the magician after his death through spiritualism. Going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.